just heard a snippet of the new single, If You Show Me Yours, by country artist Tegan Gaze. Recently announced as a semifinalist in the SiriusXM Top of the Country competition, breakout artist Tegan Gaze steps into her biggest year yet with the release of a brand new single, If You Show Me Yours. The song was co-written and produced by Chad Kruger. The crooning country ballad displays a new depth to Tegan as a songwriter and a performer. The emotion of the track radiates from her soul-wrenching vocals with Tegan's distinctive tone and flawless vibrato, penetrating the heart of all the listeners. Co-written and produced by Chad Kruger, the ballad displays a new depth to Tegan as a songwriter and performer. With millions of catalog streams to date and over 40 million TikTok views, Tegan is proving her staying power as an independent artist. Her recent top 50 single, I Don't Need a Boy, won Breakout Artist for Acadia Broadcasting and accumulated over 750,000 streams. With an impressive 36 million views on TikTok, Tegan began leading the pack of the artists to watch for with her single Messed Up, which surpassed 700,000 streams on its own. With her 2021 single, I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore, has almost 3 million TikTok views. The song took home the honor of trending track with Stingray Radio, hitting number 43 on the Billboard country music charts and amassing over 350,000 streams. Follow-up single, Blame the Wine, reached number 46 on the Billboard charts. Here to talk about her new single, becoming a semi-finalist on the Top of the Country and tour with Gord Bamford, Boots and Hearts, and Cavendish, and so much more, is country artist Tegan Gaze. Hi, Tegan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing really good, thank you. It's a beautiful day here today. I'm in Vancouver right now, so it's been good. It's been a good day.
Good. So the weather's okay out there right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And where are you again?
I'm in Ontario, but we've had a bit of a storm that came in last night, so it's like the spring pokes in and we had rain the day before and the grass was all showing, and then all of a sudden we got hit with some heavy winds and more snow, so it's April Fool's early.
Oh, man. The weather is up and down. Up and down.
You sound like you might have a bit of a cold.
Well, no. This is kind of, I mean, might be a little extra raspy today, but no cold. This is just what I sound like.
Yeah, that's what happens to me. If I do interviews in the morning, I am so, like, that's what my voice does. And then the afternoon, it's like, oh, okay. I'm back to normal again.
Yeah, I get that a lot, though. People ask, they're like, are you sick? I'm like, no, this is just what I sound like.
Well, that's what happens when you're hot on fire and singing all this great music.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I was singing a lot yesterday, so it might be a little extra. I was in the studio yesterday for Top of the Country recording, and it was a lot of singing. We did vocals yesterday, and so it could be a little sore from that as well, but...
That explains it, because, that's a big deal. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show, because there's so much we got to cover in a short period of time. So, wow, girl, man, fantastic year for you already. What a way to kick it up a notch for 2023. You're on fire.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been awesome. Like, somehow I just keep attracting awesome people, awesome opportunities into my life. So... I just hope to keep it going. Like, things are just, they are. I'm very grateful. It's been great.
Well, since I had you on the show last time, I think you were getting ready to perform, like being able to do the live music last year. What was that like for you to be able to do your showcase? Because that was a big deal at the Canadian Music Week as well in the fall last year. And then being out on tour last summer, just being able to play all your music finally.
Oh my gosh, it was great because it was really my first year going out with a full band. Like, I did a lot of solo shows in Kelowna, just around the Okanagan area there. Mm-hmm. But to actually go out and perform with full bands, last year was like my first time really doing that. And it was so awesome to be up there with a team of people. It was great, and I love it. So I'm excited to get back out this summer and do the same thing, and it's almost upon us. So
I know, it's coming. I bet it must have been great to hear the fans singing back your lyrics to the songs for the first time, right?
For sure. Absolutely.
Now, Cadu, I had Cadu on the show, and he was just like, oh, I can't wait for you to talk to her. And I said, I had her on the show last year, and I'm so excited. You know, I remember telling you then how much of a fan I was of yours and your songwriting.
I feel you.
But just the ability you have to deliver a song, and the songwriting is just incredible. You're like a veteran already when it comes to the music industry.
Wow, thank you. I mean, I've been back and forth to Nashville for the last couple years, and writing with some incredible writers, and I'm pretty lucky the people that I've, you know, gotten into a room with this last year, and definitely a team effort with the rights that I've been putting out. But yeah, it's been incredible. Like, I've had some incredible song writes this last year.
It's amazing when you go to Nashville and just the difference there is when you are there, because you're writing every day, and it's just full on writing sessions, and you learn so much being in the room with those incredible writers as you're talking about. It's just a new experience, but it just helps to really develop your writing, you know, in an exponential way, like really quickly.
Absolutely. I feel like every time I leave a room, I take something with me from that write. You know, I just learn so much.
Well, you're really good on your own. I bet you they're seeing some stuff from you too that they're learning.
Oh, I mean, I hope so. I mean, for a long time, all I did was write on my own, up until like my first thing, like the one that kind of started getting some headway, I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore. Like, that was a solo write. And so I do love writing on my own, but I want to do it more because I haven't done it as much since I've been co-writing. But I would like, that's something that was actually a goal of mine for this year, is to just, you know, write like I used to on my own. So too, you know,
is it hard for you to tap into the vulnerability, because you're so good at what you do and being able to be really authentic and raw and real with your emotions? Do you find that difficult, or is it easier?
I think I don't find it difficult in like that sense. Like, I find it's easy for me to just like splat all my feelings onto a piece of paper. But I feel like it's harder now to just write on my own, because there's no one pushing me to be like, okay, we need to finish this, right? We have 2 hours. We got to get it done. And there's like so many brains on it, where like, if I'm just writing myself,
you can take your time. Yeah,
I can take my time. I'm probably, knowing me, stuffing food down my face while I'm doing it. And I'm just like, okay, like, I'm just doing things. So I who knows if I'm going to get it done, or I just get a verse done. And that's something I like to do too. Sometimes I'll write a verse and a course, and then I'll come back to the course later, because I like to think on it. Or like, usually if you're in a co-write, like, you only have so much time and you're finishing that song. So like, that's the one thing I find that is just hard, is like just finishing it and getting it done.
Yeah, because you're in there for a writing session, and you're dealing with other people that only have so much time too, that you're in there with. Yeah. And yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
a lot of pressure.
It is. But great.
She's going,
but great.
Too much. Last time I talked to you, your stars, I said to you before, your star has been climbing and climbing and climbing as a talented singer-songwriter. You have something so special, and it's very unique with your voice, that is so recognizable the moment that you start singing. Your songwriting, as I said, you've been honing that craft. You've been working so hard for this, but you have both feet planted firmly on the ground. And it's really cool to watch, because I think coming from your background, do you think that's played a lot into that, being working so hard towards your careers?
Like with figure skating?
Yeah, like the work ethic that it takes, and absolutely, just being able to focus on completing something. You're not going into something half-assed. Like, you're doing it the way that you need to, and that's putting your full attention and making sure it's coming out complete.
Well, yeah, like, I'm a perfectionist, for one. And I mean, with figure skating, like, that was my whole life growing up. Like, it was morning, it was lunchtime, it was after school, it was off ice, it was the summertime. Like, it was a lot. And so I was very driven at a very young age. And when I quit figure skating, I was like, what am I going to do? You know, like, I needed to to put that drive like into something else, because that's just who I am. I'm a very competitive, like driven person. And so that's when I started getting into music, and it has, like, I treat my, you know, career just like my music career, just like I did when I was in figure skating. Like, it's like, you know, you gotta work out, you gotta take care of yourself, you gotta treat your voice as it's an instrument and your most important instrument. And there's a lot that goes into it. And, mm-hmm. and I love it though. I love it. I get to, with figure skating, figure skating felt like a job a little bit growing up. Like I didn't love it. It wasn't like something that I was like incredibly passionate about. And like, oh, when I quit figure skating, like I quit, like I was passionate about it, but I mean, I fell out of it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I quit so young. Cause like when I was done, I was done. And when I hung up my skates, like I was like, I am so done with this. And I never like really went back. And it's something that kind of breaks my heart that I did it in that way. But at the same time, everything happens for a reason. And when I quit figure skating, I immediately turned to music. And so I'm like, you know what? Everything works out for like a reason. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason it happened like that, because then I turned to music and I put everything after that. Like I just turned to music. So kind of interesting how that all worked out. And back now, it all makes sense. But at the time, it didn't really make sense. But now to me, I'm like, wow, like, okay, that's why it happened like that. I was supposed to do this. And now here I am doing music and I love it so much. It's such passion. I put everything I have into it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even feel like a job. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this is my job. Like, I'm so lucky.
Well, you do it well. And I said, like, that's what I think, training for something like that. It has to be heart and soul, and the time that mm-hmm. you start in the morning, how many hours you put in. And it's the same thing with this. It's understanding the business. It's understanding what branding takes for this, because when you're coming on and as an independent artist, you have to wear all the hats, but you also have to know how to represent yourself out there in order to deal with fans head on. And you have to be able to work with them and communicate with them on social media. And then the business side of it, the radio side mm-hmm. of it, and, you know, just trying to get the attention of the music industry. It's not an easy, not an easy job
to navigate.
Yeah. It's tough. It is not an easy business, very competitive business. So you fit right in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it takes a good team too. Like my mm-hmm. goal, like a year ago was, I was like, I just want to build a team of people that believe in me, people that love me, and that was my goal. And I feel like I've done that, and I'm doing that. So that's been something that I'm really proud of in this last year, is mm-hmm. just, you know, finding a team that that fits well with me. And so that's been wonderful, because it's true, it does take a village to get things done.
It does. And that's a big change for you in this last year, and that's an incredible accomplishment at this stage, to be able to get a team behind you that believes in the artist that you are, but they also know you too. They also know the kind of artist you want to be, and to be able to get on board and help you to deliver the very best that you can be. Because what do they say? I can't remember how they word it now. I think you have one swing at this, right? When it comes to making an impression.
Oh yeah. And like, this, another thing too, is be a good person, mm-hmm. you know, be kind, you know, be grateful. And half of it is the hang. Like, you want to be a good hang around people. You want people to like you and just be personable. You don't want to be that diva artist that no one wants to be around, because if it comes down to it, they're going to choose the person that, if, you know, you have two artists and they're both great, they both can sing, they're both talented, who are they going to go for? Well, they're going to go for the one that, you know, is that they can actually stand to be around. So,
well, also too, taking advice when
person it shines through.
Yeah, and like taking advice when you need it, you know, from your team around you, learning, you know, from your team around you. When you come in thinking you know everything, doesn't work.
No one likes to know it all.
That's right. That's right. You released another single last year since I've had you on the show. You did your first write and your meet with Patricia Conroy. And you also worked with Dave Thompson and Jeff Johnson on this one. Tell us about I Don't Need a Boy. That's the song that you were releasing in October last year.
Yeah, sorry. What was it like writing that song?
Mm-hmm. Because you were meeting Patricia, I think, for the first time too,
yes,
weren't you?
I was. So it was my first time writing with Dwayne and Patricia, and I went over to Jeff Johnson's place. He lived just down the road from me, like a 45-minute drive into Coldstream. So I went over to his place, and we FaceTimed Patricia and Dwayne in Nashville, and Patricia comes to the onto the right, and she's like, I was driving. She's like, I had this idea in my head. She's like, I don't need a bowl. And I was like, that's really cool. You get into a room, everyone talks about their ideas and say your titles or what you got, and then after that you decide what to go with, and we all kind of went around. But I was like, I really like that I don't need a boy thing. And so we wrote it, and it was just an effortless fun write, and it was great first time writing with Patricia and Dwayne, and now I still write with them, and I love writing with them. But at the time I had a boyfriend. I remember driving home and calling him. I was like, I wrote this new song, it's so sick, it's called I Don't Need a Boy. And he's like,
what?
Tell me more. I was like, don't worry, babe, it wasn't my idea to write it, I was just, you know.
That's
so
too
it was
funny. That's too funny.
It was funny.
Well, I know Patricia, I always say this, she was so ahead of her time, you know, for modern country. Mm-hmm. Like she is just such an incredible writer, and obviously a vocalist.
Insane.
Too, but holy cow, she is just on fire.
Like, I know every time I get into a room with Patricia, like I'm coming out with gold.
Oh yeah.
Like every time. Yeah.
Every time. She's a big deal. She's a pretty
really
big
is.
Deal. Yeah.
And just what a wonderful human as well. She's just so kind and so sweet and so humble. And I love being in a room with Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
Just her personality and her vibe and everything.
Well, it was such a cool song, because this was the song that followed up Messed Up, which was a huge hit for you, putting a lot of pressure on the next single. And you surpassed Messed Up. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been, I've got to write some pretty cool people, and I've got to put out some really incredible songs that I'm so proud of.
Well,
and that I got to write as well. I love writing, so I'm happy that I'm able to put out songs that people like, that I get to, mm-hmm. That I got to write on.
It's great when you can get behind a song that you can connect with like that. And you won Breakout Artist of the Year, and that was like pretty cool, with 36 million views, I think, on TikTok, right? And 750,000
TikTok has been
streams.
Really, really working out for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TikTok's been giving me a lot of love. What a great platform to like expand your audience. You know, that's the one thing I love about TikTok is the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm. But
to
it
have
also
that extra platform to reach a wider audience, and so it's so great.
Yeah, and it also gives the fans an opportunity to get on there, sing, dance, do things with your music too.
Yes.
So they get to interact, in a different way, and it's just it's such a great platform for that. Such a great platform.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It's fun. I enjoy it. I have fun on there. You got to have fun with it.
You have to. I just love seeing some of the stuff that I see that, the fans are doing, just singing and dancing, creating all these different types of feels, and how they take your song and what it means to them in their own life. So it's kind of cool. So I'd imagine there'd be quite a few good ones with this one.
Oh my gosh, so many good ones. I love going on and seeing what people have done to my music, because it's just and it feels so good to think like, wow, like these people took time out of their day, they liked this song enough that they felt that they wanted to make some content out of it. That's just so, it feels so good, and the feeling never goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time, it's just as excited every time. Like every time I see that someone even just when people reach out, they say they like my song. Like I just get like butterflies. Like it just, I'm like, wow, I hope this never goes away. And I don't think it will. I can't imagine it ever would. Just hearing someone say, oh, I listened to your song, I love it. Or like your song spoke to me and made me feel this way. Or just anything nice that people say that has to do with like my music, it just like actually fuels my soul and gives me butterflies.
Well, that's what you started writing for, and that's why writing meant so much to you after you finished with the skating career. It was just a way for you to be able to put your feelings down and to see how other fans are taking your lyrics and how they hear that song. And it's just so cool to see all the different stories that come out of it.
Yeah, like when I hear a song and it does something to me, like music changes people's lives for like however many minutes the song is, 3 minutes out of your day, like it can really just like take you into a whole nother world. And like there's songs out there that do that to me, and I hear this song and I'm like, I need to know everything about this person. Who wrote it? Why did they write it? Because I'm just so infatuated, and it made me feel so good, and it made me, you know, just the fact that it made me feel something, anything is so like, is just so cool to me. And I'm like, if I could do that to somebody, like, oh my God, dream made right there.
Well, you're doing
it. If I could do to somebody what they do to me, I'm like, that is the ultimate goal.
Well, you're doing it because you're definitely resonating. You did with me the first time I heard your voice and your songwriting, and just to see the level that you're at right now, it is just incredible. And this is the tip of the iceberg for you. And where you're going next is just, I don't even want to know, because it's just, I'm just going to be along for the journey and just listening and taking it all in, because you're just that good. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the smash hit, I Don't Need a Boy, by rising country artist Tegan Gaze, here on Music's Journey.
Got lots of room in my closet. No cowboy's hat on my door. I don't have his number, I lost it. I don't need that trouble no more. No prince in my king size bed. No drama filling up my head. I don't need a boy messing up my plans. Stealing all my single girl weekends. Blowing up my phone, I'm okay alone. Ooh, I don't need a heart that's probably gonna break mine. Run away and just waste my good time. Rather be hanging with my girlfriends, cause they'll still be here when the summer ends. I don't need a boy. Stay as long as I want. Put miles on my black Denali. Rent me a beach house for one. Dress it up, dress it down. Be the queen of this barefoot beach town. I don't need a boy messing up my plans. Stealing all my single girl weekends. Blowing up my phone, I'm okay alone. Ooh, I don't need a heart that's probably gonna break mine. Run away.
Was the power anthem I Don't Need a Boy by my very special guest, country artist Tegan Gaze. Loving the message of this one. Such an anthem song. Don't forget, you can download on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, share it, and you can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. Tell us about making the music video for this one.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. So I did this music video with Dave Benedict, and he just absolutely killed it. It was such a fun day. I was hanging out with all my girlfriends. They were all a part of my music video. My pug again was in my music video. And all the scenes were just so much fun, and everyone really came together for this one. And it was in the summertime. It was just it was a vibe. And the storyline was just so cute, and It was just so much fun. It was just so much fun. I mean, how could you not have fun on a hot summer day with all your girlfriends?
That's right.
Creating something with good people. Like, I was just surrounded by such good people.
And then fun, empowering song too. It must be so cool to play this one live. So much fun.
Oh my gosh. So much fun. It really is. It really is.
Well, congrats.
Definitely one of my favorite ones to play.
I know. I can't wait to see you play it live. I haven't got to see you yet, so I'm hoping I can do that this year.
Well, I am playing Boots and Hearts.
I know you are.
In Ontario.
I am. And I will be there, so I cannot wait for this. There's so many great artists performing this year, so pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you, too.
I know.
So I've never been to Boots and Hearts, so this is like...
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm so excited because obviously who doesn't want to play Boots and Hearts? So I'm just like, oh, I can't wait.
Boots and Hearts, I've been there from the day it opened and a veteran in the pit. So I am so looking forward to it and being able to do live interviews again and not having to just do it this way. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and getting to see everybody I haven't got to see for such a long time. So I'm looking forward to it. Incredible lineup this year. Incredible lineup.
Oh my gosh, I know. I know. Funny story, actually. I wanted to play Boots and Hearts really bad, obviously. And when the initial lineup came out, I took a screenshot of the graphic. And I was like, man, I was like, I would love to play Boots and Hearts. I was like, I'm going to make my own little graphic. And I picked a day. I was like, I want to play on Friday with Nickelback and Hardy. And so I was like, I'm going to put my name underneath their name. And I'm going to look at this every day. And I'm going to manifest this. Sure enough, a couple weeks later, there it was, my name. And on the same day, I'm like, if that isn't manifestation to its finest, I don't know what is.
See, dream boards are worth it, right?
Yes, you are.
Really are. If you put it out there, that's, you know what, you're sending it out to the universe. It's a pretty cool thing. Well, that's going to bring us to the next song we're going to be talking about. So let's talk about working with Mr. Chad Kroeger.
Oh my God, what an incredible experience, like a very surreal experience. He's just so talented and so kind and so humble, and like having writing with him obviously was like so, like it was my first time meeting him, so and then writing with him was just like, oh my gosh, like it was hard to even get out words because I was like, I can't believe I'm in a room with Nickelback. I had to like, you know, take myself back a little bit and be like, okay, you're at work, like be cool, be chill. And but he makes that so easy because he's so nice, and it was really cool to see him like, you know, like shine in his element and just like watch him work. It was so fascinating. And then to have him and Chris Baseford, because Chad and Chris also produced the song. They just did such an incredible job, and they were just so wonderful to work with. Just the nicest, kindest, most talented people. It was next level. It was amazing.
That is one thing you can count on with Chad. He can write the heartbreaking songs, the ballads, better than anybody. Some of my favorite songs of all time are songs that he has written that have just like, brought me to tears.
Oh my God, I know.
He's so good at it.
Ones. It's insane. It's insane. like even just thinking about it, I'm like, whoa. Crazy.
He does the vulnerable songs, the love songs, and the breakup songs.
He does it all. He does it all.
He can do it. And you know what? One of my favorite bands of all time. Always will be. And he's just got so much more to give, too. He is just such an incredible writer. Such a beautiful, vulnerable love song about breaking down your walls and giving love one last show. Talk to us about the lyrics and coming up with the idea for this one, and just bringing out that emotion that you wanted for it.
Yeah. So, the way like the song kind of like how we got the title, it was Chad's idea. It was Chad's title. I came into the room and he's like, what do you think of the title, If You Show Me Yours? I was like, I kind of laughed at first. I know. What do you mean?
When I first heard that, until like, I listened to the song.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, and then he said, he's like your heart. And I was like, wow. I was like, it went from like, you know, me laughing to like, whoa, that's deep. And, you know, so like when we started the write, we were trying to think of like places that, that you are hard to find love in. So backseats, bar rooms, true love, hard to find. And one of my favorite quotes in the song is, "I don't want to live in an emotional prison where hope is a capital crime." Like Chad out of nowhere just like busted that out, and me, Chris Baseford, and Simon, because Kadu, he also is a writer on the song. We all just kind of looked at each other and we were like, "Whoa, money!" Like, where did that come from? Like, we knew, like, it was like, wow, that's magic. Yeah. But it was what an emotional song. And it is such a vulnerable song. And I mean, it was not easy to write, but like, I've been there before where you just kind of like, I've been rung through the ringer in relationships and you feel like giving up and that one person comes along. So
yeah, because when you look at the lyrics of the song and musically, it captures that struggle between the desire and true love and the risks that you inevitably have to come to, you know, if you're going to gamble with your heart, because that's what it requires. You're not going to get love without that gamble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very true.
And
very true.
Meeting those emotions and dealing with that fear head on about love and loss, because you have to. You got to get right back up, and you can't let heartbreak rob you of what true love can be. And that's what I really loved about the song. What was the one thing what was the one thing that you learned from Chad and Simon when it come to the writing process, sitting in with them?
My gosh, one thing I learned, I don't know, not to be like scared to say anything, you know, blurt out your ideas, because whether you think they're crappy or not, people can feed off your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. Like, even if like maybe say like what you said isn't going to go in the song, it sparks something in somebody else. So it's like, don't ever be scared to say what you're thinking, because even if, you know, you don't think it's good enough, maybe they can feed off whatever you're thinking and whatever you're saying. So, I mean, that's something I learned, and something I, you know, if I could give any advice to anyone in a room, is just like, don't be scared to say whatever it is you're thinking, because people can jump and feed off that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what a co-write is just sitting in a room and sharing, but just having that voice, because you're in there for a reason to start with. And I think you kind of forget that when you come into a write with somebody like Chad and how famous he is, but to remember that you're in there because you've done your own work and your own success as a songwriter to get in there to begin with. So I'm just so excited for you for this one. This is just such a cool song. I know Kadu was just like, he was beaming and just saying, you know what, I can't wait for you to hear this song. But he couldn't tell me anymore when I had him on the show, because you guys hadn't released it yet, and he just didn't want it. But he gave me who the artist was, and that's when I knew it was you. And I went, oh, yeah, definitely it's going to be a good one if it's Tegan. It's definitely going to be a good one. I love you, girl. I mean, you are so good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. And I'm super stoked to be doing a song with Kadu. I love the song so much. Like, wait till you hear what he's got coming up the pipes, because
I was talking to him about going to that vulnerable side. So I'm hoping that's what it is.
Yeah, well, they're definitely, you're in for a treat, is all I have to say. I can't give away, just like he couldn't give anything away. I can't give anything away, but it's good.
Oh, I can't wait, because he is so good. He is so good. And, he's just so talented, but he's just got a vision. And yeah, I can't wait. That'll be cool, because Boots and Hearts with Nickelback there, you there, writing the song together. I kind of have a feeling there's going to be something kind of magical that happens on stage.
Well, I'm just guessing. You never know.
I'm just guessing.
I'm going to pray for that. You never know. That would be so cool. I would love to come out there and like rock out to Rockstar with him. That would be sick.
I'm manifesting. I'm telling you,
I'm going to manifest this too.
There you go.
Thank you.
We'll put that out on the next dream board. So we'll make that happen. We're just giving a shout out to Chad.
Yeah.
Make this one happen. So this would be so cool. Okay, we're going to play this one right now. Here is the next, and I'm saying this, the next hit single. If You Show Me Yours, by award-winning country artist Tegan Gaze, here on Music's Journey. That was the next hit single from a very special guest country artist, Tegan Gaze. This song is so special and was co-written and produced by Chad Kruger. Can't forget this one. This one's going to stick with you all summer long. Don't forget you can download your copy of Tegan's new single on all the streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, share it, and you can also request it at your favorite country local radio station. My favorite song you've released to date. Surefire hit.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That Surefire. Makes me so happy.
So cool. Is there going to be a video for this one?
Oh my gosh, yes, there is. We just finished filming it and cool. It's going to be out soon, anytime now. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that one, because this one is my favorite music video that I've ever done to date. Ooh. It is so beautiful and very just vulnerable and honest and real, and Dave Benedict did it again, and he just absolutely nailed it. And I can't wait. I've never been more excited to release a music video, so
that is cool to hear. So very cool.
Thank you.
Looking forward to that one. Congratulations on recently landing SiriusXM.
Oh,
yeah. You were just doing this yesterday, rehearsing for this.
I was. And that's why I'm in Vancouver.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about this one, because that's a big deal. That's a really big deal to be able to hit that.
Huge. Absolutely huge. And it's cool because a couple years ago, I went to my first CCMAs, and the first event I went to was Top of the Country. I remember walking in there and I was like so taken back. And I was like, this is so cool. Like, what a wonderful opportunity to showcase like emerging artists that, you know, never, that people might not have known, but now they are, because of this wonderful thing that Sirius is doing. And I'm like, I can't believe that now I'm doing it. Yeah. It's just like a full circle. It really is a full circle. I'm like, wow.
And it's cool too, because you learn so much in this when you're in this whole process, because of the music, the branding, all of it. And you get so much mentorship too.
And everyone was just like, I was in the warehouse studios yesterday recording and just like working with professionals, like everyone was on their A game. Everyone was so nice and so kind. And like, it was just all around just felt so good the whole day.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait. We're going to continue to watch that and see where this goes. Pretty exciting for you. So exciting. Great things happening for you. So that.
Yeah, thank you.
You've also got a new album coming up.
Well, yes, there is a possibility of an album coming up very, very soon.
You're killing me. You're killing me. See, I have to wait and wait and wait. But yeah, that's awesome news. Great time.
I know.
Great time. You got to be so excited. Yeah. Do you know roughly
I am. I'm
when?
I'm so excited.
She's going,
nope,
can't tell.
No. Yeah, can't say. What okay. All I can tell you is that... it's coming.
Tell me, is there going to be more album cuts?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
I'll be birthing singles.
Very cool. Very cool. Because it's cool when there's album cuts, too, because it allows you to be more creative. And yeah, I love album cuts.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. Me Very too. Cool.
How many songs
Definitely
are going to be?
That, not too sure yet, because there's so many to choose from. Yeah, there's just so many good ones. It's hard to choose. But... you know, I'm back and forth to Nashville writing, getting the songs. So
are you heading back again to go?
I'll be back in May. Yeah.
In May. Okay. Now
and I'm headed out for a radio tour in the next few days. So I'll be doing that. And then
Gord Bamford.
And then I'm off to Nashville. Yeah.
Gord Bamford.
Yes, and Gord Bamford.
And Gord Bamford.
On tour with Gord. Like, I just like all these incredible things and opportunities just keep coming my way, and I just feel so blessed.
Well, you've earned it, so don't kid yourself. There's been a lot of hard work to get here, and you've earned it. But to be on the bill with Gord, like, he is, I just had him on the show a couple weeks ago, and what a special moment that's going to be for you too.
Oh, it is. I love his whole crew. I did the Gord his fundraiser last year. So I got to meet the band, I got to play with him, kind of just his whole camp, his whole team, and just what wonderful people. Like, I could not be more excited to be hanging out with all of them for 4 days. Like, it's just like, I feel like it's such a privilege. Like, I just feel so like good.
When does that start? When do you go out on tour with him?
June 2nd.
June 2nd. Yeah, I knew it was coming. Yeah. So yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's coming up.
And then you got Boots and Hearts. What's the date you're going to be playing on the Friday?
I am playing August 10th, the Friday.
Very cool. I'm going to see you there.
Yes. And then I'm playing Cavendish as well.
Oh,
and
good
then I
Lord,
have some
girl.
Other shows, 97 South. And then there's also some that I can't say yet, but stay tuned because I got some other fun ones coming up the pipe.
Have you been to Cavendish?
I haven't.
Oh, my good Lord, girl. Well, you've just hit the two best shows here.
Yeah, I know.
In Canada. And Cavendish is an experience all its own.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear.
I know so many of the... I know, like, every time I've gone there, the weather hasn't been great. But the fans, they line up so early for the show, and they stay. It doesn't matter. It's a packed house, and it's just a music island. They just love music. They love it. And they are there. It's just a fantastic show. You're going to love it. Are you there for more than a day, or...?
You know, I'm not really too sure what my, how long I'm going to be there for yet. I haven't really worked out the kinks, but, my manager is from up there. And so she wants to come along with me on that one and kind of show me around. And so I'm thinking we're going to be spending a little bit of time there if we can.
It's very cool because I went there for 11 days and I was there to see Daughtry too, but I was also there to shoot the tourism magazine there. And I went from one side of the island to the other, and the people are just incredible. It's just such a life-changing experience to be on that island.
Oh, well, I am looking forward to it.
Very cool. I'm so excited. Boots and Hearts, Cavendish, Gord Bamford, Nashville album.
I know.
It's an insane
year.
So many
good stuff. So much fun stuff.
Well, I cannot wait to have you back when you release the next single. So you got to promise me you're going to be coming back. The next chapter of songwriting. I am so looking forward to it.
I always love talking to you.
Can you do a couple personal questions?
Of course, sure.
Perfect. Okay, so that way we can just dig in just a little bit deeper. Okay, favorite song on the radio today? Any genre?
Ooh, favorite song on the radio today. I mean, I'm really... Like first song that comes to mind that I've been rocking out to. I love the Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
I do too.
I just think it's such a vibe.
I never get sick of it. I can play it and play it.
I know.
And play.
I'm
it's
like
such a cool song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do love that one.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Okay. What is your biggest accomplishment to you personally, and the goals that you have set out for yourself that you remember? A lot of the times when you're doing so well, you forget to get up there and remember a moment. What's the one that you're going to take note of? And which one have you?
I think like my biggest accomplishment in a whole entirety, I'd say, is just treating like going for it, putting everything I absolutely have into my career. Mm-hmm. And treating it like a job and waking up every day acting as if it's a job and you know, and shooting for the friggin' stars and putting 110% in. I'm so proud of myself. Like my career comes first, like before, like I, you know, it's just like I want it so bad and it's my everything right now. Mm-hmm. And every little accomplishment, every little success to me right now is just so it means a lot. And I think in this industry you have to enjoy every little success, no matter how big or how small it is. And so I'd say, like, as for like my biggest accomplishment, I just honestly in its whole entirety just me grinding every day and going for it, you know. It's not an easy industry, and for me to, you know, to wake up every day and give it my all every day from morning till night, I'm pretty proud of myself. You know, I want it that bad. So
very cool, very cool. What is your favorite concert that you've ever attended growing up?
Oh my God, I off the top of my head, I'm gonna say Bob Seger.
Nice.
I went there with my brother and my sister in Vancouver, and it was just the best time. Like Bob still freaking has it.
You and
he's
I
up there. He's
are
gotta be
music
something.
You and I are music sisters here. I've never missed the Silver Bullet Band and Bob Seger. If I got road tunes, he is on them every time.
Oh, He was amazing live. Like, I was just like, you sound just like you do on the record. You have so much energy. You're running around that stage. You're giving people a show. Your stories are great. The music's great. Like, it was just, that was my favorite concert.
Me too. Me too. One of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites, besides Genesis and a few of the other ones that I've seen. But yeah, he is just one. And the Eagles, I think Bob Seger and the Eagles topped it out for me. They were so cool. Yeah, such a great, amazing, great concert. Okay, if you had a dream on your dream board right now for the ultimate artist to do a duet with, who would it be?
Oh my gosh, probably Morgan Wallen. I love Morgan's music. I love his writing. Like, I just, like, love his style. Definitely Morgan Wallen. I would love to do something with him. He's got, like, a raspy kind of voice, mm-hmm. and I kind of got, like, a raspy voice, and it would just be cool to see if it would be,
You just never Morgan know.
You never know.
Never know. That one I could see so easily. Okay, so favorite thing to do with your girlfriends when you aren't working on music, something to unwind and unplug.
My favorite thing to do with my girlfriends. That's honestly super, super tough because I like to do a lot of things with my girlfriends. I mean, I'm pretty, me and my girlfriends, like, when I'm not doing music stuff, like, we are working out. We like to, like, I have girlfriends that I go to the gym with, go hiking with, go wine touring with, even just ordering pizza and watching movies, making dinner together. I'm a single girl right now, so I hang out with my girlfriends a lot on, like, my off time, and mm-hmm. those are the kind of things that we get up to.
I hear you. Well, you and I are going to have to get into some trouble.
We will get into that wine.
We'll have to do that one for sure. Okay,
I could see us getting into some trouble.
I think so. I'm good at that. Favorite country song of all time.
Favorite country song of all time. One that always comes to me, a couple actually. One Man Band by Old Dominion. That mm-hmm. song will always just, like, when it comes on, I'm like, oh my gosh. Same with Memory I Don't Mess With, Lee Bryce. Love that one.
Oh, he's good.
And then also one that sticks out for me is A Hell of a Year by Parker McCollum.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Yeah. I like that.
And
one
also
too.
Morgan Wallen has that one about his mom. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's it called again? Where it's like,
I can't think
of Thought
any.
You Should Know.
That's
that
right.
One always.
Yeah.
That one, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
But
those are some songs
lot.
That come to mind that, yeah, just
he's,
great songs.
He's got some really, really good stuff. Yeah, it's the reason why he is where he is. Okay, now one thing, the last question we're going to ask you here, is what has been the biggest hurdle that you've gone through so far in this industry that might help, you know, somebody that's starting out in this business?
I would say, like, learning how to take no and then still persevere and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get told no lots in this industry, and it doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It doesn't mean give up. It just means work harder. And also to, like, enjoy your highs, but also, like, understand your lows and know that that's just how the industry works. And mm-hmm. It's just something you got to take. You got to take the ups and the downs.
Well, also too, a lot of the time you just might not fit what their project is or idea is at that time too. It's got nothing to do
exactly.
with whether you're good enough. It just doesn't fit what they're looking for in that moment, right? So you have to be able to have thick skin when it comes to all that. Well, I am so excited. You know how much of a fan I am, and I look forward to seeing you at Boots and Heart. And congratulations on such an incredible year and this brand new single. So cool.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today, and I look forward to the next one.
I always will be. I will be right here on this journey with you every step of the way.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, I hope you have a beautiful day.
You
too. It's beautiful here, so I can't wait to enjoy the rest of the sunshine. And I just, again, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
No problem. It was such a pleasure, and I look forward to the next one.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Take care. Have a good day. Take your downtime while you got it, girl.
Oh, thank you. You too. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Tegan Gaze, for coming on the show. I have some great shows that are going to be coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Madeline Merlot, Tim Hicks, Jay Coote, the winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. I've got The Heels, Devin Cooper, David James, Shantaya, Tyler Joe Miller, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icon's Lighthouse, Elise Saunders, David Boy James, Rock Icon, The Stampeders, Griffin Palmer, Ty Wilson, Rock Band, Harmonies, The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.